They just move on. And as a little kid, you just don't pay any attention. Yes. Now, I used to talk German, and I kept Mr. S, who used to have a dry goods store here for about 4 years before he passed away. He passed away in 69. Then I could still talk German, but now it's getting, I can understand it, and they can't talk about me. I just can't really pronounce all the words anymore.
Just say raised for me. Like raised, R-A-I-S-E-D. Just.
Let's see.
I don't need you to do it in the German, just the way you would do it now.
Well, I just raised a family. Okay,
That's exactly the kind of thing I want. You don't need to worry about the German. And in this area, if they talk about children resembling their parents, would they ever say they look like their parents?
Yes.
Is that what they say?
Sure, they'd say.
Okay.
They look just like their mother, they look like their dad, or their uncle, or their aunt, or somebody like that.
Great. And how many brothers and sisters did you have? You were the only one.
I was the only one.
All right. Well, the one I was wondering, so you don't have any nieces and nephews?
Well, just by the former marriage.
Okay.
You see, my dad was married before, a half-brother, and so he lives in Colorado Springs. Now, Dale over here, he is a nephew of mine.
I see.
And then he has a brother in the Springs, and he has two sisters. They're both
Dale has
two sisters that are one lives at Colorado Springs. She works in Memorial Hospital. And the other one lives over west at, it's out of Monta Vista, I forget, someplace. Well, but
you say you were born on the ranch.
Yes.
So who delivered you?
A doctor, but I don't know the name.
In the old days, would they ever have a midwife?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much.
There were a lot of those around that would help.
But anyhow, there was a doctor and...
Did he come from Westcliff?
Yes.
From Rosita?
From Westcliff. And he would drove a buggy and horse.
Mm. Now, the opposite of a husband is a what? If two people are married, one's a husband,
one's a wife.
Okay. And these are just some pronunciation items. At the church, when the minister gets up in the middle of the service and he preaches, you call that a what?
Pastor.
Okay. Or you call what he does when he preaches a... Would you call it a sermon?
Yeah, a sermon, sure.
Okay. And you go to church to worship whom?
The Lord.
Okay. Do you ever use the word G-O-D?
Yes.
Okay, pronounce that for me.
In German or
in English?
Just God.
I don't want the German, I want the English. That's
God.
What I'm most interested in. And these are just a couple other pronunciation items. Can you pronounce for me the first four books of the New Testament?
Matthew, New Testament.
Yeah.
Matthew, Mark, Luke.
And?
I just had reading this.
Your husband's name.
Yeah,
your husband's name.
John.
Yeah. Now, you go to school to get a what?
An education.
Okay. And if someone goes to school beyond high school, they may go to a university or a...
college.
Okay. Now, is there a place here in Westcliff where you can check out books?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have a library.
Okay.
They just build a new one.
Okay. Now, if you can think back to the ranch where you were born, do you remember it fairly well,
what it was
like? Can you describe the ranch house for me, what it was like, how big it was, how many rooms, that sort of thing?
It was mighty big, wasn't it, Irene? Let's see.
Beautiful house.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think 8 rooms downstairs with the pantry. And then there was 4 bedrooms and a hallway upstairs. Because she went up the steps. I couldn't go because my leg... And when the New York family were here, they went out to see the house. And it is still standing. But in the kitchen, the cows broke in again.
Oh,